You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Don't change your dials. Yes, it's Hans and Scotty. Our show goes till 3 now. Every day from noon to 3 right here on the Zone Sports Network. Unrivaled coming up next at 3 o'clock with Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey. First day of the new lineup. We're fired up, man. We're excited. In fact, we're going to do a little crosstalk with Alex and Scott coming up in our final segment of the show.
I kind of feel like we should just...
We're all going to get together. We're going to read tweets.
I feel like we should just back away and let them do their magic. I just don't want to disrupt any of what they do, because they do great stuff.
They are going to do great stuff. But, yeah, we're going to chat with them coming up at 2:50.
Sounds fun.
James Enfield joins us every Monday at 10 a.m. Well, actually, we got to figure that out now, don't we?
Yeah, that's going to change.
I like when we discover new things halfway through the week.
They will be. He will be joining Jake and Ben at no, we want to keep him.
We're getting a little selfish there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, James Empey joined us earlier in the week right here on the Zone Sports Network. And we talked a little bit about the fact that difficult loss and also a little bit of a awakening of what life in the Big 12 could be like.
Yeah. I mean, credit to Baylor. They came out ready to go. They, you know, had a good game plan, and they did a lot of good things. And, you know, we came up short, and we're going to have to figure out a way to keep going and move on and get better this week.
Take us in the locker room after this game went final, James. What's the morale of the team? What was Kalani Sitake's message to the team? And how are you all feeling kind of united as a team?
Yeah, well, I mean, locker room-wise, after a game and, you know, after a loss, you know, I mean, you've been there, Hans. It's there's probably a lot of emotions, you know, lots of, you know, how to describe it. Just like, you know, guys are bummed, but, you know, I think everybody's smart enough that, you know, we got to look at the film and get better and kind of ride the highs and lows, you know what I mean? So I think guys are in good spirits. I think we're taking these opportunities to learn and get better. And, you know, that's what we have to do to move forward. So just, you know, guys are bummed, but I think we'll, you know, when we get to the facility today, we'll be ready to take a look at the tape, ready to learn what we need to learn and move forward. Cause you know, you can't take any time off. We got big games every week, especially this week. You know, we're going up to Washington State. They've been doing good the last few weeks, and you know, they're a team that plays really hard. So, you know, we gotta learn fast, and we gotta move on and see what we can do to prepare for this week.
So I know you can't and won't get into overly specific on injuries, but I guess overall, how are you feeling and how's the health of that offensive line?
You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. And you know, guys that have been out, they're recovering well. We just, you know, we can't wait to have, you know, everybody back. In terms of everybody that played, we're, you know, bumps and bruises like football does, but you know, I think everybody's doing all right. And, you know, I think we got the right people in the room. I think we got the right people in the right spots, and we just got to put it together. And, you know, in terms of offensive line play, we have a long ways to go, but, you know, we love the challenge and we're working our butts off to get there.
James, I know that front takes a lot of pride in their ability to run a football and get some yards on the ground. I saw that Algier had 15 carries and Lopini Katoa didn't have any carries, and the run game was really limited. Was that a scheme? Did you guys go into this game thinking, well, we're going to try to go more through the air? Because Jaren Hall set a through-the-air record for himself, which was fantastic, 342 yards, but not a lot of ground yards. Was that kind of part of the scheme going into this game against Baylor?
Well, Hans, like you said, we do take a lot of pride in that, and we definitely came up short this last week. I think Baylor, they had a great plan, and they kept us, you know, kind of bottled up. They do a good job up front, and they got players that play hard, and they were really schemed up, and we weren't executing enough to be able to run the ball. And, you know, that hurt us in the game. You got to be able to run the football better. And but the good thing, like the positive is our receivers just played out of their minds, and Darren was putting the ball where it needed to be, and we were able to move the ball in the air, and you know, that's exciting football. So, you know, we need to get better at running the ball, but, you know, I was happy with the way our receivers played and how Jaren played, and you know, we were still able to get the ball moving a little bit despite the run. And so if we can get the run game going again, I think you know, offensively we'll be in better shape. And, you know, that's on us. We gotta get our you know, get back to work and get things rolling again.
So I know you'd been preparing for it all week, but was it still weird seeing Coach Grimes and Coach Mateo over there on that other sideline?
I wouldn't say it was weird. It was good to see those guys. You know, I'm glad they're doing well. That's, you know, those are former coaches. That's you know, people in your life that, you know, have coached you up and made a difference. So it's good to see them. What wasn't weird at all. You know, glad that their team's doing good, but, you know, we need to take a step in the right direction this week and get things rolling.
You know, you were talking about the remaining schedule, and you were talking about how just every week it just seems like another challenge. And I was looking at how physical this season has been, and all the teams that you guys have played, very, very difficult schedule to this point. And you have a bye week that's coming up in about 4 weeks, but it's still a minute away. How tough has it been to not have a bye week, or do you even think about that? I don't remember specifically thinking about it, James, but I'm looking at this season thinking, man, they could have really used a bye week maybe between Utah State and Boise State, or at least Boise State and Baylor. How tough has that been to not have that week to recover?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, Hans, probably a lot like you. I don't even notice it all that much, and you know, just from teammates and stuff. I don't know if they do as well, because, you know, your schedule is your schedule, and you control what you control, and so I think you just go week to week and prepare your best to play the next game and try to respect everybody you play and get things rolling. And in terms of bye weeks, I mean, I can see how they, you know, they help a team with rest and with, you know, recovery and getting people back and all that stuff. But, you know, I think, I don't know if there's a lot of focus on that, because we have this awesome, fun schedule with great teams on it. And, you know, we're just focused on the next week.
You know, it's interesting, and I really appreciate this mindset you have, because you're not excuse guy. You're not like, hey, you know, we haven't had a bye week, or the injuries have piled up, or anything along those lines. I mean, it's just like, hey, look, we got some issues. We're going to fix it. We're going to get out there, and we're going to stay positive and get our job done. Is that how you've been your whole life? Does that come from your dad? I mean, where does that come from? Because it's really impressive.
I'd say, you know, it probably comes from a lot of things, but especially in our culture, you know, with the BYU football team, we're all about love and learning, and all about loving the challenge and finding ways to improve and get better. And, you know, there's no time to sit down and feel sorry for yourself, especially when you get to play, you know, a game. And, you know, we get to play this game called football, and it gives back so much, and you can't dwell on the past. You gotta focus on what you're doing in the present and you know, respect the game and respect your opponent and just get back to work. And so, you know, I'd say it comes from the culture that we're trying to build here and what we're trying to do.
Well said, James. Very well said. So now you move into this Washington State game. You mentioned it briefly. Washington State has put together three wins, beating Cal, Oregon State, and Stanford last weekend. And they are in a really interesting situation where it's feeling like they're going to have a head coaching change. At least, Scotty, that's how it felt this morning. I don't know if you've seen any updates on that. But
I have not.
It looks like Washington State might be having a coaching change. And they're going to be going through a lot of distracting stuff. But still, they're playing some very good football. James, what are you expecting from Washington State as you guys travel to Pullman?
Yeah, well, I just got done watching a couple of their games. and I've watched some of the cut ups they sent out to us. I like a lot of other people have already gotten started on them, and just first impressions of that defense. I think they do a good job. I think they fly around. I think they're sound. And those guys play hard and get where they're supposed to be. I think they do. They play with a lot of movement. The guys are running around and playing fast, and they have a physical style to their play. So, I think defensively they look pretty good up front, and we'll definitely have our hands full this week. I think they're a good opponent, and we got to work our butts off to get back in our groove and get going.
So based on the no excuses, no complaints or anything along those lines, I kind of imagine how you're going to answer this is in it doesn't matter. But you played a few straight afternoon games. It was just announced that your game coming up against Virginia, the Bronco Mendenhall game, will be at 8:15 p.m. So does that matter to you? Do you prefer early afternoon games? Do you like nights underneath night games underneath the lights, or does it not really matter to you what time you play?
Well, the short answer is I don't think it matters very much what time you play. I think you got to be ready no matter what, because that's obviously something that you don't have any control over. In my time here, we've had a lot of night games, and so those are fun. But I think it's really fun to get with the sun out still out to be able to play a football game and just wake up and head straight to the stadium and be ready to go. So Any time is a good time for football. That's what I say.
There you go. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Just about any time, man. Anytime you could throw some pads on and go out there and punch each other, it's a good time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what level of confidence or energy have the Nacua brothers brought to the locker room?
Oh, man, those guys are a blast, man. If you could just hang out with them for 20 minutes, you'd be smiling and have a great rest of your day. Those guys are awesome. They bring a lot of energy. They bring a lot of juice. Both Samson and Puka, and man, you saw how Puka played Saturday, man. That dude went off, and it's exciting to see both of them playing so well. And I just I'm glad that they chose to come here together, and it's just awesome to have them on our team.
Who are the leaders on this team? I mean, I think you probably consider yourself, but when there's a little adversity, who are the guys speaking up and saying, okay, this is what we got to do to get things right?
There's a lot of guys, and I think credit to our team and credit to the coaches and developing leaders. There's a lot of leaders on this team, and a lot of people that bring a lot of perspective and leadership to what we do. Jaren and Baylor, they're great leaders. Tyler's a great leader. They're doing some good defensively. There's a whole bunch of guys. Offensively, Neil's a great leader. Lots of people are able to contribute, a lot to what we're doing. And, there's lots of guys on the D-line that speak up and voice up. And I think they've done a good job at trying to develop leaders, and we got guys that are just care a lot and care a lot about the team, care a lot about what we're doing. And so you could look at a lot of guys that who's a good leader and who's not, and those linebackers, they lead in their way, and everybody does their part, I'd say. And that's lots of people, man. It's a credit to everybody.
Hey, James, I'm just interested to kind of hear how a road trip goes for you guys as you guys get ready to head to Pullman, and also allow these BYU football fans and college football fans that listen into the show kind of into how these road trips work. But you guys, essentially, you fly into Pullman the day before the game, correct? And then is it just – it's basically meetings and food. Is it still just a ton of meetings, film work, walkthroughs, and food? Is there anything else that I'm really missing on these road trips for you guys as you go out?
Yeah, so usually we'll come into the facility early in the morning and get, prepare and have, some meetings, some film, walkthroughs, and all that stuff. So we'll come in, and then we'll go straight to the airport, hop on a plane, and fly to where we're going. And there's, you know, usually we have some time to chill, and there's a little bit of football mixed in, and then in the morning it's, you know, eat breakfast and then go get some meetings, prepare, and then, you know, just depending on when the game is, there'll be some time to relax, and then you can prepare a little bit more personally, you know, watch a little bit of film and do some of that, and then, you know, you're just off to the race after that. So it's I think, and by the way, our staff is awesome. All the people that, you know, help us with transport and, you know, the people that go early and set everything up for us, you know, at the hotel and all that stuff, they do such a good job. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, give them credit, because that's the stuff that nobody ever sees. But, you know, it's traveling's a lot of fun. You get to, you know, go out with your boys and hop on a plane and go play football. So.
You know, that's interesting bringing that up, because it's one thing I didn't really appreciate until I started doing the Utah State stuff, is the army of people that are needed to make a football team go.
And it's crazy.
The trucks and the support staff, and I mean, it
the
is
amount of work that
the amount of work
in.
to put on one football game and get you guys ready and get the equipment there and make sure the jerseys look good and everybody's ready to go so you guys can go out there and do your thing out on the field. I mean, I'm glad you give them a shout out, because I mean, it takes an army to get you guys playing football.
Yeah, it sure does, and they do a great job, man, and in all aspects, you know, the people we have on our staff everywhere, they do a great job, and we're so blessed to have them.
James Empey right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Jazz game tonight. Fired up, and we will be giving away tickets next segment. So if you want to go to this game, get ready. Next segment, we'll give away a pair of tickets to go see the Jazz in action against Oklahoma City.
Well, I'm excited because I'm going to be down in the arena tonight. I cannot wait to see game day operations and see this new roster and this new lineup. I'm trying to think of the areas that I'm most interested to watch. I think right now, Scotty, to me, the biggest storyline, because I know what to expect. Almost across the board, I know what to expect from the guys. What I don't know is those Derek Favors minutes. You need better production than what Derek was able to give you last year. And can Hassan Whiteside, or if Eric Pascal is available, because I've seen them talking about playing him as a big, can he give you those minutes? Can Hassan Whiteside give you those minutes? That's one of the biggest, I think probably the biggest storyline for me tonight when I'll be in the arena breaking down this game.
All right, we're live here at Tim Daly Infinity, 4550 South State Street. You come on by, check out these Infinities, and you will get 0% financing on any of these new models. They've got some QX80s in stock. You can take a look at those. Also, take a look at the new QX55, which I personally am a huge fan of. Also, you can get some Jazz gear as well. And remember, they got a used inventory ready to go. So check it out. It's Tim Daly Infinity. This is Hans and Scotty. Again, coming up next, we'll give away some Jazz tickets straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Eric Walden, Jazz beat writer for the Salt Lake Tribune.
Jazz had a great season last year, and it sucked the way it ended for Jazz fans, obviously. But they were still a great team. On paper, I think they're better. Fair or foul?
I agree with that. I do feel like on paper, they've addressed a lot of the issues that really hurt them in that Clipper series. Theoretically, the Jazz are a lot deeper. They're a little more matchup proof. I think if we're saying what's the ideal version of this team, they're probably missing another lengthy wing capable of defending and switching and hitting some threes, but those guys don't grow on trees. They should be good. They should be improved. They should be capable of winning or at least competing for a championship this year. So I'm really interested to see how it goes.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It's your Cougar Preview Show, counting you down to BYU and Washington State. A segment brought to you by Angora. From concept to product launch, Angora can help you build a solid and stable revenue stream via your very own Amazon e-commerce platform. Find out now at angora.solutions.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah?
Can I don't even know how to do this, to stress the importance that BYU get a win against Washington State this week.
Can you hold that thought for 2 seconds, though?
Yeah.
Let's give away Jazz tickets right now. 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. And you will get tickets to go see the Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. All right.
Lloyd, stand by. Call him. There is a tremendous amount of weight on BYU to get this win against Washington State. Now, I think that they're going to do it. From every angle, I feel like they match up against Washington State extremely well, and I think they're going to beat their – is this the fourth Pac-12 team they'll play?
Yes.
Because they had five total, right?
Yep.
So I think that they're going to beat the fourth Pac-12 team that they're going to play. With that being said, there is so much importance on this because you are going to go into – game week next week against your former head coach who's bringing the Virginia Cavaliers to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Bronco Mendenhall should be on a 4-game winning streak when he comes to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. They've got Georgia Tech this weekend before they come into Lavelle Edwards Stadium. They're already on a 3-game winning streak, Scotty.
Yeah.
So they should beat Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's 3-3. They're just kind of middle of the line. Right now, Bronco's running lean. He's got 5-2 season going. And he's put together 3 consecutive wins. So you've got Bronco Mendenhall rolling in with more likely than not a 4-game winning streak. He's going to be angry. He's going to have game plans galore. You know, he's always got guys cranked up and ready to play. And it would just be horrible. If BYU suffered their 3rd loss in a row, I don't know if Virginia sells out. I don't know if you have that same Lavelle Edwards Stadium feel that you had when you beat Arizona State. I don't know if you have that same...
Even with Bronco?
I don't know. Three games in a row? You lose 3 games in a row? I think that you lose a lot of fans.
If it was just some random team, like Georgia Tech or something like that, I could see that. I think Bronco still brings them out.
So if BYU's on a 3-game losing streak, Virginia's coming into town. You still feel like that stadium would be...
I think it's still rocking.
Still rocking?
Yeah, just because...
I hope you're right.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I hope you're right.
Honestly, though, I think it's a moot point because I think BYU wins this game. And frankly, I think BYU wins this game pretty comfortably.
They should. Again, it's a perfect matchup for them right now. Coaching staff's all blown up and gone. It's not a very good team to begin with. They can't stop the run. They aren't really good at stopping the pass. Their defense is pretty mediocre. They only run for 100 yards a game. And where BYU was beat last week and against Boise State was not being able to stop the run. Maybe they get Borgie going. Maybe they're like, well, we've got a sample size of Boise State and Baylor, and we need to get the running game going. But I don't think they can.
Well, Borgie is yet to, and I had his stats pulled up here. Give me 2 seconds. Borgie is yet to run for 100 yards in a game this year. Utah State had him bottled up. He had like a 51-yard touchdown run, and other than that, didn't do much. So let's see. Game log. So Borgie had 86 against Utah State, 59 against Portland State, 72 against USC, only 42 against Utah, though that came on 6 carries. It was a 7-yard average. Cal, he had 40. Oregon State, he had 33. And Stanford, he had 89. Now, you go back to the COVID year last year, he was hurt. Didn't play until that Utah game where he had 10 carries for 95 yards. Mm-hmm. But in 2019, he had 128, 123, 105, 111. Like, dude was crushing it.
Yeah, he was churning out some runs.
And this year, it just hasn't been clicking for him, although his per yard average is pretty good at 5.1.
So I wonder if they try pushing the run more, knowing what Boise State and Baylor did, and also knowing where BYU could be a little bit more weak right now, because I actually think that they're set up to defend the pass right now more than they're set up to defend the run. Although, I am a little bit worried about their ability to get to the quarterback. Still worried about that. So scheme seems to fit. Coaching staff issues. I know that it's on the road, and I'm sure Washington State fans are going to show up, but everything does point to BYU getting a win in this game. And I hope they do, because I want BYU to have momentum, fan support, confidence going into that stadium against Virginia the following week. And, you know, I like Bronco, and I like Bronco staff. But Bronco coming back and beating Kalani would be brutal for Kalani. And I think that BYU fans would be shocking to them.
So there's a thought of maybe Washington State with the loss of their coach, which according to the players they loved, and assistant coach, which I assume they were fond of as well, that there might be this rallying cry and being like, okay, let's go out and let's prove the world that we can still play well, and then we'll get on the post-game mics and talk about how upset we are. You know, that kind of thing that happens. And you saw it a little bit against the Raiders when they played the Broncos. Like, the Raiders, you could tell that they had something to prove. I just think the loss of a head coach and four assistant coaches is just too much to compensate for. And I don't see this team finding a way to work through that.
Good.
But you'd be more of an expert on that than I would be, because you know what it's like to prepare for a game. The loss of a head coach can be a problem, but those four assistants, that's massive for a team.
It's big.
And we talked about losing, two assistants at Arizona State. Now, they've seemed to have gotten through that okay, but
Yeah, but at times I think it's presented itself. These players are going to have such a heavy responsibility on their backs to stay motivated, to stay focused, to stay committed. You know, you've got veterans on there that are still looking for those NFL contracts and to be drafted, and they're probably trying to force some focus. But five total coaches taken off of a staff, and then having a defensive coordinator take the interim coaching position, and then GA is probably filling in to some of those assistant positions. It's just too much. Too much to overcome. Although I do think you could still see some players playing a little bit more wild, a little bit more free. And that could either bite them with turnovers, stupid mistakes, or it could bite BYU with guys playing a little bit more free and having a great game. This does leave it unpredictable, but I tend to lean on the side that it is going to be a negative impact or have a seriously negative impact on them.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up and get you ready for Unrivaled straight ahead right here on The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Eric Walden, Jazz beat writer for the Salt Lake Tribune.
Jazz had a great season last year, and it sucked the way it ended for Jazz fans, obviously. But they were still a great team. On paper, I think they're better. Fair or foul?
I agree with that. I do feel like on paper, they've addressed a lot of the issues that really hurt them in that Clippers series. Theoretically, the Jazz are a lot deeper. They're a little more matchup proof. I think if we're saying what's the ideal version of this team, they're probably missing another lengthy wing capable of defending and switching and hitting some threes, but those guys don't grow on trees. They should be good. They should be improved. They should be capable of winning or at least competing for a championship this year. So I'm really interested to see how it goes.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the Cougar Preview Show. For all of those out there that are maybe new to the show, we do the Cougar Preview Show on Wednesdays. You preview shows tomorrow on Thursdays from 1 to 3. New hours of the show, or actually our old hours of the show, noon to 3. Coming up next, though, it is unrivaled as we welcome in Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell to the Zone team. Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, fellas? Yeah.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Are you kidding? So excited, except I don't know that I can hear that Cougar fight song. Just being real with
settle
you.
Settle down.
Just being real
what
with you.
What did he tell you? You have your opportunity on Thursdays to
Thursdays,
to get it
all back. It's all Utes all the time. Hey, I was kind of thinking, because, you know, we have these big announcements out here, and we didn't get a chance to have, like, a real press conference. So I was thinking I would just go on Twitter and read some of the questions that are out there on Twitter.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, if it's on Twitter, it's
I actually
the truth.
Do. You know what, Scotty? I actually have some hate tweets that we're going to read later, too, that are amazing. So we're going to roll those out, too. I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
throw
so
the questions
work.
Out.
It's kind of like Jimmy Kimmel. So this is like Hans and I. Imagine us out in the you know, the media scrum. You guys are up on the podium, and we're asking you questions, all right?
Okay, got it.
Nice. All right. Let's see. Question number one. Let's see. Tweet rolling in from Ute fan 727315 says, Scott Mitchell, I'm a huge fan of yours. Why did you associate yourself with so many Cougars on 1280 The Zone?
Well, I'm a fan of sports. I mean, really. And I think it's so exciting what is happening here in the state of Utah. I've not been a fan of independence for BYU, and the fact that they're going into a Power 5 conference, the Big 12. You have Utah that's in a Power 5 conference in the Pac-12. You've got Weber State that's really done a great job, and of course Utah State seems to have turned it around. So football in the state of Utah is very, very exciting, and I'm a real fan and a believer that rising tides raise all ships. And so you have all these programs having a lot of good things going on, and that's just good for everybody in the state of Utah who loves football.
This one coming in from Jazz Fan 94. They says, neither one of you played in the NBA. How could we even listen to you talk about it?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to lean on Hans' you know, knowledge about the NBA, all those minutes he had, and just trying to figure out myself and just say, just go, hey, what's it like to bang down underneath with those big guys? And Scotty G, obviously, he only made it to the G League, and so
I know I wish I would have had the career.
Yeah, so I think
you know, is that knee injury
guy
that really held me back?
Yeah, as a 10-day contract guy, you wouldn't understand Hans's world, you know. So, but I think that I get this all the time. They're like, dude, you BYU guy, man, you went to BYU, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I did go to BYU. I didn't grow up in the state, though. And I'll tell you that, I mean, having lived here now 20 years and having Utah babies and a Utah wife, like, you know, I know the history, but I didn't grow up with the hate, I think, that everybody else had. But when it comes to knowing about the Jazz, like, all I've done is just been the kid who watched every NBA playoffs, you know, since I could, you know, recognize anything. So I've followed the game forever. I grew up a Sonics fan, so – I needed a team when I got here to Utah, and so there you go. Like, I mean, it's something that I've followed forever. Maybe Locke and I could talk about the good old days with the Supersonics, but you know, I don't know. Am I qualified to talk about the Jazz? No, that's why we lean on all of our experts to do it for us, and then we just ask them the questions.
Yeah, and we're fans of the Utah Jazz. I mean, I've been a lifelong fan of the Utah Jazz, and really, I have an understanding of professional sports as it is, and there's a lot of similarities between offense, passing, anticipating, how you play defense. I mean, a lot of this stuff it crosses over on all sports, so I don't feel like I'm an expert on the Jazz, but I can certainly talk intelligently about what's going on with the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, my intelligence level, Alex.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. We'll dumb it down a little for everybody.
Some days are better than others. I'm with you. That's how we do it on this show.
Next question. I mean, geez.
Another question rolling in here is, How much time will you guys dedicate to soccer? Okay, I'm getting that out of there.
Okay.
Get rid of that. I'll answer that for you right now. It's out.
You asked that question, but honestly, we would talk about Real just like if something happened, and then Scott was like, I would get the death stares, man. I mean, I would just – Sorry. I mean, I'm not.
I know soccer's important, but in my world, it was something we did when there was nothing left to do. So
My kids are important too. I forget about them periodically as well.
So. Those who can't play soccer. Is what you're
Stop it.
Okay, I got one coming in here asking if you were to sit if the new unrivaled team were to sit down to their perfect meal, what would it be?
Oh my God!
We can talk food
now. Listen,
we set the bar pretty high there.
No, I know you guys. Like we get harassed. We've been harassed on KSL for how much we talk about food, which is like I feel good to have like this kinship to all these chubby dudes who want to talk about meat. Listen.
Well, it would involve meat.
I will say this: Scott is an expert on the Traeger, and I know Scott Gerard, you kind of fancy yourself there too, but I think the perfect meal for me is going to be a nice steak, and we're kind of doing this keto thing right now. We're a lot less chubby than we used to be, but. But a steak, and I'll have a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich like Fletch used to have. So there you go.
Hey, so we had a about a year ago we had a rib smoking competition.
Mm. And, oh, sign me up.
And I thought I would win fairly easily. Bob Casper, our golf expert, actually came in and he beat all of our butts pretty good.
Bob Casper,
so, I know, it's embarrassing to say, but Scott, are you down for the next round on this thing?
Oh, absolutely. I'll take Bob Casper on any day of the week.
Listen, I've got a Traeger, but that doesn't mean I know what I'm doing with it. So I'm gonna I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna figure it out, and I'm gonna and this is a guy who is a native Texan, so. I'm embarrassing the people that I was born into. So we'll figure it out. I'll eat all the ribs though. So if you guys provide it, I'll eat them. There you go.
Well, we'll make that happen for sure. Well, you guys are the best, man. We're fired up for the show. We're fired up to have you part of the team. We hope to give you a good lead up into your show and go kill it today. This will be a lot of fun.
Good luck, you guys.
We really appreciate it, and I hope you guys enjoy the one fewer hour that you have to do during the day because this is we're excited to be on this. We really love being a part of this team already. Everyone has been super great, and I'm excited to just get this thing going. We just want to talk about sports and have a really, really good time doing it. So we're looking forward to chopping it up with you guys. We're excited, man.
Yes, let's roll. Let's have some fun. All right. It's up next. It's Unrivaled. Big thanks to Tim Daly Infinity. Come by, hang out with us. We'll be here for another little bit. Megan will stop by. We still got some Jazz gear, so come by and grab some of that. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.